Welcome to the Print Pod. Our senior editor, Shankar Animesh, wrote an article titled, Modi has more followers and tweets than Rahul, but gets less engagement. ORF study finds. I am Shyam Nandan Upadhyay and I bring you the podcast version of this article. No one has as many Twitter followers in India as Prime Minister Narendra Modi at 77.8 million, while his most prominent opponent, Rahul Gandhi, lags far behind at 20.4 million. On the other hand, Gandhi's total Twitter engagement, likes, retweets and quotes was almost three times that of PM in 2019 to 2021, despite Modi having almost quadruple his number of followers. These are a few of the findings of a research paper by economists Shamika Ravi and Mudit Kapoor titled Social Media and Political Leaders, an exploratory analysis published last month by the Delhi-based think tank Observer Research Foundation. The paper attempted to analyze the Twitter use of Modi and Rahul Gandhi, as well as how their audiences respond. While Gandhi posted an average of 1.7 tweets a day in this span, 49% of the time in Hindi, Modi dashed out about 8 tweets daily, around 72% of the time in English. However, Gandhi also posted more negative tweets than Modi, which worked out favorably in terms of getting retweets. Speaking to The Print, co-author Mudit Kapoor, who is Associate Professor of Economics at the Indian Statistical Institute in Delhi, said that the study aimed to understand how the two leaders used tweets for their outreach, but also how social media giants can, through their algorithms, influence democracy. The study looked at tweets posted by Modi and Gandhi between 1 January and 31st December 2021, excluding retweets. Through statistical analysis, it defined sentiments expressed in these posts. Positive, negative, or neutral. The engagement garnered by each type of tweet and also the effects of the microblogging site's new controls ahead of the 2020 US presidential elections. Notably, while the study found that Gandhi's Twitter engagement was on average higher in 2019 to 21, which was a period of turmoil when there was criticism of the government over the management of COVID, the migrant workers crisis, and the farmers' protests, he was also hit harder than Modi by the change in Twitter's policy. It may also be remembered that Gandhi had claimed he witnessed a drop in new followers after a brief freezing of his account last August for violating the platform's rules by posting pictures of a rape victim's family. In December last year, Gandhi had also written to Twitter CEO Parag Agarwal, alleging that he had been reliably informed by people at Twitter in India that they are under immense pressure by the government to silence my voice and that he had stopped gaining as many followers as usual as a result. Twitter had denied these allegations, but this March, the Congress expressed a sense of vindication and claimed that Gandhi's followers had started to rise after his letter. Altogether, the two leaders posted 11,312 tweets in 2019 to 21, with 16% coming from Gandhi and 84% from Modi. Gandhi, however, raked up way more engagement for his tweets than Modi. On average, a tweet by Gandhi got 10,034 tweets and 43,455 likes to Modi's 4,554 and 28,095 respectively. This could be at least partly attributable to the sentiments expressed by both leaders. The researchers scored sentiments as ranging from -1, the most negative, to +1, the most positive. Of the two leaders, Modi's tweets were quite a lot cheerier on average, with a mean sentiment of 0.54 compared to Rahul's 0.09. While the researchers didn't delve into the specifics of negative content, it seems evident that Gandhi, as a member of the opposition, found a lot more to criticize and complain about than Modi did, especially considering the turbulent events of the 2 years in question, from 2 COVID waves and lockdowns to extended farmers' protests. This negative content may have helped boost engagement of Gandhi's tweets. As the authors noted, tweets expressed negative sentiments are more likely to be amplified and positive ones, especially in terms of retweets. If a politician's objective is to attract attention, then these results indicate that the tweets with negative sentiments attract more attention than those with positive sentiment, the authors wrote. Speaking to The Print, Kapoor had another explanation as well. He said, the reason behind Rahul Gandhi's greater amplification could be his role as an opposition leader who can identify with people's problems more. In October 2020, ahead of the American presidential elections, Twitter announced changes that were intended to make it more difficult for users to spread misinformation. These measures included making it necessary to write a comment before retweeting, warning labels on tweets deemed false, and no longer showing liked followed by recommendations. According to the ORF study, this policy impacted the likes, quotes, and retweets of both Gandhi and Modi, but the Congress leader more so. On average, Gandhi's total engagement declined from 65,123 to 44,880, which is a drop of 31%. For Modi, the decline was much less steep, from 36,354 to 31,533, only about 13%. While Modi's quote tweets actually increased by 50%, Gandhi's fell by 38%. The researchers also analyzed the impact of the policy change on tweets representing different sentiments. For Modi, after the policy change, a tweet with a negative sentiment got only about 3% less retweets, dropping from an average of 6,010 retweets before the change to 5,808 after it. The decline in retweets for his positive tweets, however, was considerably great at 24%. Rahul, on the other hand, saw his negative tweets getting 42% less retweets. His average retweets fell from 11,829 retweets before the policy change to only 6,823 after it. In the paper, the researchers noted that private enterprises like Twitter were able to exert an outright large influence on how messages are propagated. As shown by the change in engagement and amplification of posts, especially negative ones, after the policy change. Speaking to The Print, the paper's co-author Shamika Ravi, who is vice president of ORF and at one point served on the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister, said that the findings raised important questions about how big corporations like Twitter lacked accountability and the need to exercise editorial judgment, unlike media organizations, but could still impact democracy and freedom of speech. She said, in a number of nations, they are influencing democracy, which is a serious concern for everybody. In their concluding observation, the study's authors asked, who should control the propagation of political expressions? Should it be left to the whims of private enterprises with minimal public oversight, or should they be brought into the ambit of the regulation where an explicit code of conduct is established? Last year, the government of India was engaged in a tussle with Twitter to hold it legally responsible for content posted on the platform, which also raised a plethora of questions about free speech and democracy. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with new episodes.